The Book of Life, the Heavenly Diocesan Edition. Your turn.
Whereas extensively planning and many hours of preparation have contributed to the immense success of the 128th Convention, and whereas the clergy and people of St. Peter's Church Salisbury and West Wicomico Cluster and St. Mary's the Virgin in Pocomoke have graciously hosted this convention to this celestial parish, be it therefore resolved that this 128th Convention of the Diocese of Easton expresses its gratitude to the Reverend David C. Tartanus, to the Convention of St. Peter's, to Rick Fahey, Senior Warden of this parish, and all other angels of this parish. Whereas the Reverend Canon Mark Sullivan and the staff and volunteers of the dioceses have done a heavenly job of organizing and administering this 128th convention, and be it therefore resolved that gratitude be expressed to Canon Sullivan, Kelly Carouge, Judy Gregg, Meg Kagan, and volunteers Debbie Brinsfield, Linda Spires, Doris Hoyes, and Amy Isaacs. Whereas the Ascending Choir of St. Peter's St. Albans, and under the leadership of Dr. Ray Ziegler, and in conjunction with St. Peter's Folk Group, have provided a beautiful evensong service so that the members of this 128th convention could give thanks to God for this day. Be it therefore resolved that this 128th convention of the Diocese of Easton express its sincere gratitude for their creation of heavenly music and chorus.
Whereas the Right Reverend Martin G. Townsend has faithfully served as bishop within and without the pearly gates of the Diocese of Easton and God's country for a third year, and has called us to serve as baptized ministers both inwardly and outwardly. And whereas his wife, Angelic Barbara, has been a gracious presence in this diocese, be it therefore resolved this 128th convention expressed to them and to God gratitude for their love and servant ministry to the people of the diocese. Whereas the Reverend Dr. Gregory S. Straub has done a laudable job as secretary of convention for many years and has successfully eluded the Salisbury Police Department this year. And whereas Nancy Dick has graciously received the heavenly plan to fill the responsibility of the secretary's role at this 128th convention, therefore be it resolved that this 128th convention express sincere gratitude to the Reverend Dr. Straub, a veritable convention seraphim, for his faithful service, and joyously play its harps in celebration of Nancy Dick's new dance as secretary. Whereas W. Thomas Fountain has been faithful chancellor of convention for more years than he cares to remember, therefore be it resolved that this 128th convention express its gratitude to his commitment to the proper conduct of these many conventions.
Whereas the very Reverend Edward V. Dorsey, treasurer of the diocese, has devoted many hours to the budget of the Diocese of Easton, he has convinced us that God has a special reward for number crunchers, and we observe that his halo glows brightly. Therefore, be it resolved that this 128th convention express its great thanks for his dedication and perseverance. Whereas Alf, cousin to Martin, Bishop of Easton, has edified and enlightened convention participants for 4 years, and has this year given of himself until it hurt, when he offered service to the community. Be it therefore resolved that this 128th convention express continuing encouragement to Alf in his preparation for the episcopacy. To Martin, his bishop, and ours, we offer loving support as he mentors this diamond in the rough. Whereas the Reverend Dr. Charles Price, retired professor of Virginia Seminary, has enlightened, encouraged, and enthusiastically commissioned us for our ministry in this Eastern Shore community. Be it therefore resolved that we thank him for his ministry to us by determining our own ministries and following them in our home communities.
Lynn Boyd, we can see you, but there you are. Whereas Lynn Boyd is retiring after 4 years on the Diocesan Council, three of them as Vice President, be it therefore resolved that this 128th Convention thank her most sincerely for her time and for her leadership to this August and Archangelic Council. To the Diocese of Easton, we are grateful that this lame duck has continued to fly.
Create an XML document.
Remember, Len, it's the lead goose that gets the change of scenery. Presiding Bishop has awarded a grant of $20,000 for support of the continuing ministry of the Church of the Holy Spirit in North Ocean City. Be it therefore resolved that appreciation be extended for his heavenly gift. Whereas John Holton and Bob Dowry are hospitalized for serious illness, be it therefore resolved this 128th convention send prayers and love to their faith, to these faithful servants and to their families.
Somebody asked if we had died and gone to convention. Of the Diocese of Easton have been the result of the committed participation of the many faithful people of this diocese, and especially the clergy of this diocese. And whereas the members of this 128th Convention wish to honor the commitment of those clergy who have retired in the last year, be it therefore resolved that this 128th Convention wishes to recognize and send greetings to the following retired clergy: David Gerhard and Custer Ruley, and especially its eldest member, the Reverend Elmer Baker, who is in his 92nd year. Whereas this committee of courtesy and appreciation of the 128th Convention may have omitted the name of members of the Heavenly Host who have contributed significantly to this convention, be it therefore resolved that this convention give thanks to God for all who have participated so that we might gather together in his name.